Meriting Merit by Congressman Randy Forbes.
Red pens make children think they may have done something wrong, the administrator replied, returning the graded test to the teacher. But David has done something wrong, the teacher responded to his administrator. He received a 47 on his test because he talks in class and hasn't taken notes all quarter. Purple pens, the administrator offered, are less abrasive. This conversation was running through my head as I sat in the meeting. It was the third meeting that month in which an employer in my district expressed the exact same concern. What struck me was how vastly different each employer was. One was a manufacturing plant, one a high-tech simulation company, and one a small mom-and-pop operation. And while their federal issues couldn't have been more diverse, each shared this strangely common frustration. They were baffled at the lack of work ethic in their youngest employees. Purple pens, I thought. The future of our country, economically and militarily, depends on us maintaining a lead in competitiveness, and whether we maintain our competitive edge is directly related to the talent and drive of the new students entering the workforce. Between chairing the Modeling and Simulation Caucus and studying the rapid economic rise of China, it's clear to me that there is a direct correlation in the relationship between exposing our children to challenge and constructive criticism and the future competitiveness of our nation. A strong indicator of our nation's competitiveness is the number of students entering the math and science fields. Since 1980, the number of science and engineering jobs in the United States has risen more than four times the rate of growth for all jobs. Additionally, more than half of Americans with science and engineering degrees are over 40 years old, which means the science and engineering workforce in the United States will experience rapid growth in total retirement over the next two decades. Yet since 1990, degrees in engineering have declined by 8% and degrees in math by 20%. Where will we fill these jobs? Innovation, competition, and creativity are gateways to inventions and technological advancements. But are we encouraging innovation, competition, and creativity in the young minds of our students? Some say yes. Others say it's irrelevant. But there is a growing group of individuals who feel that we are failing to prepare our children for competitiveness because we shelter them from healthy competition and criticism. It's worth discussing whether the lessons of competition and sportsmanship are so damaging to the egos of our nation's youth that coaches should no longer post team rosters following tryouts. And it's worth debating whether awards should go not just to those who really use their talents and excel, but to everyone who participates regardless of their effort. Common sense dictates that if a child misbehaves in class, it's appropriate for a note to go home to the parents or for the student to be sent to the office. If he doesn't study for a test and fails, an F printed in red pen ought to be at the top of his paper. These are extreme examples, but ones that illustrate the point that in bestowing reward, honor, or esteem on our children, that child must merit reward, honor, or esteem. But where is there room for merit in a sea of uniform trophies, purple grading pens, sixth-place ribbons, and first-grade graduation ceremonies? How many steps are there between an A for effort in middle school and collegiate grade inflation? Where does the truly exceptional child fit in? Better still, how do we even recognize the exceptional gifts of our children if they are hidden beneath the thick mire of false praise and low standards? In showering false praise on children, we send a message that mediocrity is not only accepted, it's expected. It's the kind of thinking that creates employees that believe they should earn a paycheck for just coming in, and that hard work and innovation are for the naive. It's the kind of thinking that asks, what will I get out of this, instead of, what do I have of value to contribute to this project, this goal, or this organization? And why not? They've been taught that they will get a trophy, even if they come in last. Somewhere along the way, the core value that every human being has equal worth has been distorted into the idea that every human being's actions have equal worth. If we continue to reward mediocrity in our children and in our students, we will discourage excellence, spread complacency among even the most motivated, and give rise to entitlement where none is due. What we know logically is that competition is necessary, that praise, like anything valuable, derives its worth from its sincerity, and that out of honest work, effort, and sometimes the resulting discomfort comes the most genuine success. This is our nation's key to competitiveness. Setting the academic bar high means that there will be those that will fall short of the mark. It also means it will encourage all to strive harder towards that mark. And it is in that effort, that drive, and that endeavor that we secure the competitive future of America.
You've been listening to Congressman Randy Forbes of Virginia's 4th Congressional District. For more information on this and other issues, please visit us on the web at randyforbes.house.gov.